Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A couple of crashes lead our news this morning. In Hillsdale, part of Route 22 was closed for several hours yesterday after a truck transporting a modular home lost its load. The truck was traveling north just off Collins Street when the modular home rolled off the left side of the truck, ending in the southbound lane of Route 22, completely blocking the southbound lane and causing damage to the guardrail, according to state police. A large tow vehicle from Hillsdale Repairs was brought to the scene, but police determined a crane was going to be needed to get the load back on the truck. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office assisted with traffic control. Route 22 was reduced to one lane between Collins Street and Collins Street Extension until the crane arrived. At that point, the road was then closed. Meanwhile, in Germantown, a school bus crash yesterday occurred at about 7:45 in the morning. The Germantown Central School District bus occupied by the driver and 20 students. Four students sustained minor injuries, were taken to local hospitals. 16 children were transported to Germantown Central School and evaluated by the school nurse. Four additional children were released to their parents for further evaluation at local hospitals. The remaining 12 children either returned to their homes or reported to class as deemed fit by their parents. Inspection of the bus is being completed by the New York State Department of Transportation and the Troop K Commercial Vehicle Enforcement. An investigation into that crash is continuing. In town of Northeast, the planning board meets at 7:30. And in Dover, New York, at 6:30, a meeting of the town board at Town Hall. ABC committee meeting at the Central Office Conference Room at 7 p.m. Kent Memorial Library hosting a class about grief. It begins at 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street. It'll be led by town resident Ron Marasco, a retired professor with 27 years of experience at the College of Communication and Fine Arts. Also, Berkshire's Jewish Federation will host a free lecture presented by Hugh Black at 10:45 to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation from Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany. The event will take place at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. A kosher lunch will be served at noon with a suggested donation of $2 for adults over 60, $7 for all others. Berkshire Paint and Sip will host a fundraiser to benefit the VFW post in Great Barrington 8348 on Friday from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. You'll paint a Lily of the Valley on a 16 by 20 canvas. A $35 donation includes all painting materials and snacks. The annual dance performance of Lahotchkiss Dance Company is happening at the Walker Auditorium February 28th and 29th at 7:30, free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Alzheimer's Association is asking you to join their volunteer kickoff, Leap into Action, at the Falls Village Inn on Railroad Street in Falls Village on Saturday from 1 till 3. Anybody who signs up to volunteer will receive a special offer of $5 off an event at Lime Rock Park. More information or to RSVP, Thogan, THOGAN, at ALZ.org. Stockbridge Library is hosting author David Levering Lewis, W.E.B. Du Bois, then and now, on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Du Bois was born in 1868 in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Professor Lewis's talk is given in honor of W.E.B. Du Bois and Black History Month. The Sharon Women's Club's 16th Annual Chili Dinner is coming up at the Sharon Firehouse on Saturday, February 29th, 5:30 to 7:30. Both meat and vegetarian chili are available, combined with salad and homemade desserts, $14 per person. Raffles also will be available. If you prefer placing a takeout order for either the chili, 16 ounces for $8, or the full meal, you can do so. Pickup is from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. To order tickets, contact Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. American Legion Post 178 hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. That is coming up on Sunday, March 1st. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You can eat in there or take it out. $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. All the money that is raised goes to their multiple projects they're involved in, 4-H, children's activities, and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. Meanwhile, at the Interlaken Coming up on March 1st, Sunday, it is the Benefit Brunch for Community Systems. More information, Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken, 860-435-9878. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and also by Salisbury Bank and Trust. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down another 879 points yesterday. It starts off today at 27,081.36. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8965.61 and the S&P 500 at 3128.21. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.